power arm, and he did exactly that. Overpowered some guys, lots of punch outs, played at the top of the zone, mixed the stuff well, but made it tough on us today. Yeah.
What do you think of Miles?
Mixed his stuff. Curveball wasn't there as much as he would have liked. Some loud contact early, left some pitches up late, and they took some pretty good swings off of him today.
What do you hope Mason Wynn takes out of a day like today? It's kind of, you know, a tough day for him.
Not a good day for him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to experience some of those, and if you learn from it and build off of it, then it's a good day. And this is part of him being up here for the last month, is experiencing this, understanding what that feels like, and then making adjustments and going back out there. Mm-hmm. But no, this is a good day for him. You want to see him go through the ups and downs and how he experiences that, but our staff will, and our players have done a good job of making sure they take those moments as learning moments. Mm-hmm. But no, a day like today is good for him. He'll learn from it, and he'll go into the offseason knowing exactly what this is like up here and preparing for 24. So okay. I don't mind it at all. Yeah.
Seems like he's done a pretty good job already facing the challenges in front of him, just being a big leaguer, right?
No doubt. We spent some time together yesterday, and just hearing him verbalize kind of where he's at mentally and physically and how he's handling not having success the way he kind of hoped early. He's in a good place of understanding what this process looks like.
What are the decisions you'd like to see him make on that when you have the infield?
With Bader there, it's tough just to begin with, but first step, you kind of come in one-handed and throw on the run there at the plate is your best shot. The ground ball's hit backside, it's going to most likely be soft off Palante, who's run that cutter in. So it's a tough play. No matter how you do it, but best chance is to first step, come in, and one-hand it.
But with the deficit there, you want the try on the out at home.
Yeah, once you don't take that initial hard first step coming in, then you got no shot. He made the right decision. If he's not going to make the initial move to the plate, yeah.
Well, you guys have had a great series. You're 4-2 on this trip, but your pitchers have given up a lot of home runs. Is that concerning, keeping the ball in the ballpark? Obviously, that's something you want to do all the time, but is the number concerning at all?
We just played Atlanta. They have a lot of homers. Mm-hmm. And then we just played at a little bandbox. You had a lot of homers here, so no. Yeah.
To go back to Mason, then, is it just, we talked about getting his comfortability.
Sure.
And understanding the game in real time, that first step is something that's going to come and experience then, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, some of the plays this kid is making are really, really good. I mean, I was talking to goalie that whole ninth inning, and a lot of it was regarding Wynn, and some of the things he's doing defensively are really, really good. So a day like today, doesn't concern me one bit. His instincts have been really, really good. His ability to slow the game down defensively has been really, really good. So, you learn off that play today, but, he'll make that play moving forward.